Welcome to Wise Words from a Stubborn Man, a podcast where I dissect and discuss things from the perspective of one man, me, Saha Cool. If you're easily offended or get upset at another person's opinion, this isn't the platform for you. I won't ever say I'm the best at any of the things I plan to talk about. I'm just a guy with an opinion. So let's get to it. Oh yeah. We are officially back live. And if you're listening right now, you know what that means. That means you're still here. That means you still find me entertaining. That means I am still a part of your routine, whether it be monthly or whenever these drop. Maybe you got your notifications turned on for me. I appreciate that too. Maybe you've shared my podcast with your mother, with your aunt, with your grandmother, with your nephew, with your uncle. And I, too, appreciate that, too. But I still need you to do one more thing. I need you to make sure that they all like, share, subscribe to this program, that they all find themselves a part of the army. I don't know what type of army this is now. The cool table. You know what I'm saying? It's time to start thinking worldwide. It's time to start thinking merch and what I call y'all. You know how Beyonce got the beehive, Rihanna got the navy, even podcasts like crew season got the crusaders, the asshole army over there at flagrant too. I'm thinking about calling this the cool table. It doesn't ring a bell right now, but it will. I guarantee it will. So before we get into this episode today, you know we got to break bread, but today we're going to do something a little bit differently. The only bread I have in the crib is Hawaiian bread and honey wheat bread. I have nothing spectacular. I have nothing special. And right now, because I've been having cotton mouth lately, not going to do that to myself. Instead, I've decided to take a nice sip of this Minute Maid. This aguas frescas. You know what I'm saying? That strawberry aguas frescas. So, to a good episode. God damn. All right. So, today's episode, we're going to get into some dating things, but not just any dating things. See, we're going to talk about this from the man's perspective because I've realized since the inception of this pod, I have not really bought anything back, right? I'm not really, you know, there are certain topics that I talked about before I went into hiatus and then came back that I kind of want to expound upon. And dating is one of them because, you know, over the past few years, I've had the chance to step back, analyze some things, and move accordingly. So, this episode came about because I want to tell you guys the catalyst. I was watching a good movie, right? And me, I like, if I had to put the context of movies that I like, you know what I'm saying? I pretty much like all movies, but if it's well-written, smooth. If it has a good drawn-in plot, that's also smooth. But I am a sucker for a good rom-com because sometimes you can't write the dialogue good enough, right? A rom-com is hard to do because you have to have the right amount of cheesy, right? But in order for men to fuck with it, it gotta be a little bit more spark. You can't just love bomb motherfuckers the whole movie and think that a man is gonna enjoy it. So, I was watching one of my favorite rom-coms, right? Over the past, like, 10, 15 years. A movie called She's Out of My League. And the same day that I'm watching She's Out of My League, I come across this video. It's a video of a comedian crying because he got stood up on a date. And as I'm looking at that video, And I'm watching this movie. I'm like, yo, there's like, the dating landscape has drastically changed. That I can admit. But also, the harsh truth that some men don't know or fail to accept is that they're simp or they're an incel. And it's certain avenues that they shouldn't play in. Because this shit ain't the movies. This shit ain't She's Out of My League, where it's a nigga working at TSA and one of the coldest curators of events start macking on you and is actively pursuing you. That ain't how this life go. See, years ago I realized something. I realized I'm medium handsome. That means that depending on certain days, oh, I know I got it. I know I look good. But on some days, ooh. It's women looking at me like I'm a bottle of E and J. And they'd have been around Ducey all weekend. And that's just how it goes. So the very first step and rule is, and you know, old podcast alone. No, you have to know your personnel. Not only do you have to know your personnel, you have to know your capabilities. I know that most men ain't getting it like that. You can tell a motherfucker a trillion things. You can give a nigga all the advice in the world. Niggas are in different tiers. And life will show you what fucking tier you're in. Life will, it's guaranteed to show you the tier you're in. There's a science to attraction. If a woman that most niggas in the room want to hit don't actively come up to you or talk to you or want to fuck on you, but to do it for somebody else in that room, that means you're not that guy. And as I'm watching this video of the comedian, right, I'm like, man, this shit is like, it's sad. Because I understand where he's coming from. There's a point in every man's life, most men, let me say that. There's a point in most men's life when you ain't get no buns. There's a point in most men's life you ain't get no attention. And the feeling behind that shit, ooh, it's kind of trash. Because there are women who will look at you like you don't exist. Well, they will treat you and interact with you like you don't exist when they have no interest in you. It's the unfortunate part about it. Can't change that. But the one thing I noticed about that nigga in that video, that nigga lining was crazy. That nigga eye was crazy. Was he cleaned up? Yeah, for sure. He was date ready. But the nigga still looked crazy. So we got to reel it in. We got to go back to square one. What tier do you play in? I have friends who these niggas don't got to really say nothing to women. And it's a go. It's a wrap. They're bagging them. I don't play in that tier. I'm handsome enough to where I got to say something. But I may not have to say that much. It really, you know what I'm saying? It really depends. But I also know that in some avenues, in some situations, in some scenarios, I gotta say something and I gotta say the right shit. There is this thing where you know, it's some harsh truths I'm gonna give, right? To the single men who listen to this, to the men in relationship with other single friends, point them in the direction of this. So I can tell niggas this. I used to think being a good man would get you pussy or women attention or intimacy, all of these. It doesn't. It's not a guarantee. Being a good man just helps you sleep well at night. Because when it comes to women, if you're being a good man for a woman, it's like, and sometimes it'll get you somewhere. It depends on the woman. But do it for you. Do it for you. Okay? And back when I thought being a good man and doing all these, those were simp years. Those were simpish years. And me, I wasn't the type of simp to do it for every woman. No, I did it for the woman that I liked, that I pursued. See, the problem with some of you niggas is you're doing this for all women. And you just look like the finesse nigga. Because look, here's the other harsh truth about it, right? Niggas are getting played crazy nowadays. And a lot of women don't have the capacity to give a fuck about that shit. Because some other random nigga that fits some archetype may have fucked that up before you. So some women are thinking, hey, let me get this before he switch up on me. Or, man, I do not like this nigga. Let me finesse him. See, a lot of you niggas, y'all don't understand signs. Y'all can't read body language. So when it comes to getting these women that you want, y'all don't know shit. My advice for you is to, one, get comfortable with yourself. If you don't like you, women ain't gonna like you. Work on yourself. I know a lot of these relationship guru niggas, quote unquote red pill niggas, that some of their advice is crazy, bro. And I remember that phase too of watching exclusively red pill content. And you know what I was, nigga? Angry at women. You gotta watch the right niggas who are neutral to the benefit of relationships. So whenever I'm listening to shit in that genre or shit that's in that wave, I'm only listening to men or women who are solution-based, who ain't just sitting there pointing a finger and doing all this nastiness and shit for engagement and impressions. A lot of these relationship gurus are keeping you motherfuckers angry. I remember watching some shit and I just got rejected. And I remember being angry at women, and not physically angry for the fucking weirdo women out there who wanna, nah, it's like annoyed angry. It's like an annoyance angry. Eh. You still talking to me? And you can get angry, you can get that red pill rage, nigga. But that comes from not knowing your motherfucking personnel, not knowing the way you, here's the thing, right? I ask niggas, have you ever had a bad bitch? Are you up for that, my nigga? Are you up for that challenge, my nigga? Are you up for, like, one thing I know about some niggas is disrespectful. It's niggas, when you're with a bad chick, bro, it's niggas, they'll try to fuck your girl in front of you. They'll try to J down in front of you. They don't give a fuck about you. if she's active on the social media, them DMs looking crazy. It's offers in there, nigga. Niggas are trying to negotiate their way into the middle of your relationship. And that's if you can pull one. Because some of you, I'm not even gonna hold you, some of you niggas, you're not gonna. You should get that semi-thick chick that work at the Circle K. That's you. Shorty that work at the Walmart. Yeah. That's all you. Shorty that's a receptionist at the health clinic. Get in there. Ask out. Some of you, like, there are certain women I know I'll never talk to. And somebody might be like, nigga, you stupid because you don't know if I'm of yet. Here's the thing. You gotta read the room. You gotta read the room. So unfortunate as it is, sometimes you gotta know what arenas you can play in early. You gotta get them signs. You gotta get in, get out of there. Cause if you don't, it's gonna be a tough one for you. Now, another thing that I learned over these few years, and why some of my dates and shit weren't going like that, my dates were going phenomenal. Why they weren't moving forward, why they weren't progressing, I noticed that some of these women looked at me as if I was mediocre. A regular, average, run-of-the-mill nigga. And I've used that phrase before. Average, mediocre, and run-of-the-mill. And when women see you as mediocre, oh, nigga, there's no way out of that box unless you do some extraordinary shit in their eyes. When women think you're regular, when women think you're, this nigga all right, he decent, he mundane, he boring, you're not changing them opinions. Quick story. This is a month ago. We at the homie listening party. And me, broski, almighty. We chilling in the back. He's on FaceTime. One of the guys. I make a light skin joke. I say, hey, man, that's make a light skin joke. Ha ha. Two women, dark skin, one light skin. They lean over, they start making conversation. What you got against light skin people and all this other? And me, I go, well, I don't have a problem with light skin people, but I love making light skin jokes. That's like, I'm fucking phenomenally good at it. I hit a quick little joke. I see the joke go over their heads. I watched it happen. I watched that joke take flight. I watched them look up in search of it. I watched them look down in disappointment of not finding it. I watched them search for that joke and not get it. And then I watched them look at me like I was a fucking cornball. And at that moment, I was like, oh, nice to meet y'all. Y'all enjoy y'all evening. Y'all do this. I looked over at my mans and I said, damn, did you just see that joke go over their head? He said, yep. I was like, I'm lame now, ain't I? He was like, yeah. He's like, we can't do shit about that now. That's how it is. Sometimes when women see, like, you can see them compartmentalize you. And the thing about that is, you can't internalize a chick not fucking with you. You can't be like, ah, damn, man. Shorty cute as hell, but she think I'm a fucking cornball, or she not attracted to me. No woman's attracted to me. For some niggas, like eight niggas, I can think of eight niggas right now. That's true. That's very true. But for most men, it's these are things that are just, they're ebbs and flows of trying to get to know women, of trying to get into this dating scene and shit. And another harsh truth time. When you're in this dating scene, unfortunately, you do got to present an overly fly version of yourself. You damn near got to give like free trial access, but they got, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like you got regular Spotify. You got ads in your shit. It's still the same app, but you got ads in your shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to upgrade that subscription to get rid of the ads. And some of... like, niggas got to really approach shit from that perspective. Because over the past few years, when I tell you I've said observantly, I've watched niggas fumble women who I assume are great women, all because these niggas weren't equipped with the tools to try to build that foundation. Niggas didn't know how to pour no concrete. Hurts, it sucks. But when a woman thinks you're mediocre, it's hard to come back from that. You can come back from that. It's women who spin the block. But you got to be a dope enough nigga to spin the block for. You got to be a cool enough nigga to spin the block for. I want you to, if you're a man and you're single and you're reading this, I want you to look at your space. I want you to look around at your space. Can you invite a woman to that space? Is it inviting enough for a woman? Is it comfortable enough for a woman to be in that space? If not, cut it the fuck out. Get out of here, nigga. I seen a tweet where it was a nigga said he had something negative to say about black anime chicks or like cosplayers and shit who go to like Comic Cons and things of that nature, and was like, yeah. When you find out they only like white dudes and all, you're corny. They don't just like white dudes. They don't like you. I went to Chicago Comic Con and no lie to you, some of you niggas, if you want, here's the thing, nigga, if you want the women that y'all say y'all want, y'all gotta go into these spaces, man. It's a lot of niggas who too cool to go to these Comic Cons, to these nerd conventions, to all this other shit. You don't want to go there. But if you do go there, you're not comfortable enough to even talk to these women if you're in that space. So it's not up to them. It's a lot easier to vet women when you know what your intentions are. It's a lot easier to move on. It's a lot easier to not internalize a lot of this shit. And I see men internalizing a lot of this shit. Like, the excuses that some niggas make online is crazy. They will give you every excuse in the book as to why a woman don't fuck with them, except for them. She don't fuck with you because, nigga, your line and has never been on point. Do you believe in haircuts? She don't fuck with you because, nigga, you don't even, you smell regular, nigga. You hop out the, you don't own cologne. You don't put an extra step on your shit. Your shoes a little beat up. your appearance isn't together. And while to some women those things don't matter, but to a lot of women, you look, I ain't never had a bad day with women smelling good. Am I the most in shape nigga? No. But I'm fucking hilarious. My vocabulary is top tier. I get good haircuts. I smell immaculate. I'm 6'1". My problems with women are different. My problems with women come from a substance thing. That's a different conversation. Some of you niggas can't get in the game. And my thing is, how do we get you in the game? I'm fucking glad you asked. You gotta learn how to make that shit that's in you look cool, my nigga. You gotta make that shit look fire. And if a woman don't think that shit is fire within you, then that's not the woman for you. And unfortunately, it's a time-consuming ass thing. It's very time-consuming, nigga. This shit gets, the loneliness, it sets in. I get it, nigga. I understand these things much more than the average person. I remember talking to my sister the other day, and my sister was like, but you do, I remember when I didn't have, I remember when I wasn't me. I remember when I was nervous to talk to women. I remember when I thought doing nice things would get me closer to these women, and it did not. I was just being a simp. Some of you niggas are simps. Some of you niggas are incels. Some of you niggas are cowards. And these are things that you can change. You know how you work on assertiveness? You take more initiative. Do that in various aspects of your life and you'll see your overall life improve. See, as men, we can't avoid the harsh truths. Because life will tell you. Yeah, nigga, you don't get no women. You know why you don't get no women, nigga? Because every woman you like, you see them fuck other men. You're getting cyber cooked, nigga. You're on Instagram looking at these women that you can't have, watching them get their ass grabbed by other niggas. Niggas with beards. Niggas with goatees. It's a nigga with no face you hear fucking your dream girl right now, nigga. I hate to tell you that. But somebody gotta fucking tell you that. You know what I'm saying? Grown men bars is something you gotta, you niggas gotta, you gotta deal with it. You gotta deal with it. Some of you niggas drive a fucking shitbox. You know what's funny? My current job, I'm only at my current job now because I used to work at Cricket Wireless. And I had a crush on this girl. Shout out to her. Still fire. I still think she's fire to this day. She left me on red a while ago. Whew. You know what I'm saying? That shit hurt. But I thought, I was like, damn, nigga, I'm too mediocre to even have this shot. And literally, I went from making like 25 grand at Cricket. I was making 25 grand at Cricket. This is like 2017, 2018. Well, 2017, half of 2018. Making 25 grand. Yeah, I was a broke boy. But I was an overachiever in my pool of women. But to the quality woman that I knew I wanted, I wasn't up to snuff. I didn't believe I was there. So, nigga, I worked diligently. I worked hard as fuck. Got into my new job. First year of my new job, I made 47 bands. I increased my revenue by $22,000. And I still didn't get no shot with that ass. I still didn't get nowhere closer to it, nigga. But my life improved. And then once I started reconceptualizing that, I hit a new tier of women I could talk to. You increase your bread by 20 bands. And you do cool fly shit that you enjoy. You build up that comfortability around women. Oh yeah, nigga, doors are open for you too. Doors are open for you too. Because a lot of you niggas, y'all gonna take a lot of L's, man. This dating shit is like 80% L's, man. I fucking wish that I could tell y'all something different. I wish that I could tell every nigga coming up, or every nigga that's single, every nigga that's pursuing a relationship with intentions. Because I don't speak for the niggas who don't move without intentions. I don't speak for them. That's not even what this episode ain't. The super red pill niggas who tell you to fuck bitches, get money. Fuck bitches, get money. Work on your abs, niggas. Send these hoes to hell. I'm not one of them niggas. I am simply here to tell you niggas, improve the quality of your life for yourself and watch the avenue and doors open for the type of women that you can try to choose from. Because all of this shit that I'm saying, this past loop, 30 some odd minutes, that's just the first step. That's just increasing your intention with women. That's just getting the attention that you want to get. Planning these arenas that you want to play in. Some of you niggas got to do a complete overhaul on your fucking appearance. You got to. You be wearing them fat ass jeans. Take them fat ass. Get your jeans. Go to an alteration shop. Nigga, get you some tapered jeans, man. Get your shoes up. You ain't got to wear Jordans, nigga, but don't wear no fucking. Why you wearing fat ass jeans, some Vans, nigga? You look like Brett Favre out here. Get your shit together, man. Get you some jogging suits, nigga. We ain't saying you gotta fucking be a super brand whore. You ain't gotta get no fucking Balenciaga, Gucci, none of that shit. But nigga, increase your lifestyle, nigga. You can get you a fit off, nigga, and wear some nice New Balances, nigga. And most people don't know that either. Like, bro, I don't wear Jordans. I don't wear J's. I do not wear J's because J's were never a part of my style. I've owned two pairs of Jordans my entire life. Bought neither pair of them. But your shoe game is your shoe game. But my shoe game, tough. That shit tough. I didn't do some shit on hat. I one of my favorite fits I ever got off, nigga. I got that fit off with some Sacconis on. That bitch was hot. Whole fit was hard, nigga, with some Sacconis on. Had a nigga at the convenience store like, hey bro, what's them right there, nigga? Nigga smelled like the greatest loud you've ever smelled in your life. Hey bro, what's them right there? These Sacconis, bro. You got a website or something, blood. Yeah, nigga, I got you. The other thing you niggas got to do is this solo life that niggas want to live, bro. Like, you got to increase your tribe. You got to increase your tribe because, look, here's the thing. I don't know all the answers when dating. So I look to my homies when I need ideas. I look to my homies when I feel like, hey, yo, am I tweaking on this? I remember talking to this nigga, Randall. I talked to Randall last year before I jumped off a fucking, I said, man, I should tell Shorty this or like, and then Randall looked at me, he was like, hey man, you can just tell her the truth or just ask her this. And I said, fuck all that. And that, you know, it went south, but outside of that, like having homies who you can bounce ideas off of, you can get fucking, you know how many dates I didn't plan to where I didn't hit up the homie Juice, like, hey, man, I need a food spot in this area. So shout out to the women out here. If you've ate good on a date with me, thank Juice. Thank Juice. Juice done put me on to some great spots. Because the tribe that I create, this is the shit that we're working towards. Fruitful, meaningful relationships. Fruitful, meaningful relationships. Sometimes I have to repeat shit like Dr. Umar Johnson so motherfuckers can get it. Fruitful and meaningful relationships. And you have to build a tribe with that shit. And I'm not telling you to fucking go out of your way to try to, no, try to build them genuinely. You know what I'm saying? Have an, you know what I'm saying? Have an honest intent when you're trying to build these friendships, and then ask the right questions. Niggas will help you out, man. Your friends want to see you succeed, man. Your friends want to see you happy so that they can drink at your wedding and get free fucking babysitting privileges. You know what I'm saying? Or like just or have you as a babysitter for their kids. So they really do want to see you fucking happy, man. And once you get past all this shit, man, because I asked a lot of men who are in happy, fruitful relationships, what advice would they give to a man pursuing a relationship or dating someone serious to the point that they want a relationship? And they told me two things. They told me communication. These are the top two fucking things that across the board. Communication and continuing to court your girl. Which essentially is just consistency and communication. Once you got your aesthetic to a presentable way that you're comfortable with, I'm not saying that somebody else is comfortable with. Nigga, you know if your pants fit. You know if your shirt fit. You know if your lining's fucked up. You know if you stink. I'm just saying that once you get to that position right there, then you get a little bit more time with these women, nigga. Communicate. Consistency. Don't communicate in a malicious way. Don't do that shit. Communicate in a consistent way. All right? So look at me. I'm going to get this Saha scripture, and then I'm going to get the fuck out of here. All right? Saha scripture for today is, I need all men to realize that we create our own destiny, man. We essentially create our own spaces. We create our own lifestyle. And as hard as this shit is to do alone, the one thing that can set you back is not knowing how to choose or be around the right women. I implore niggas to seek platonic friendships with some women. But if your intent is to be in a relationship with a woman, seek that too. But at this stage of your life, and by I say this stage of your life, because I know the demographic of people who are listening to the show, for the brothers who are 25 and younger, you got to find a balance between working and playing, because whether you want to do the hard work now or the hard work later, you going to have to fucking work. And when it comes to these women, nigga, if you're not starting to get your own life in order, introducing a woman to that is going to introduce more chaos, more uncertainty. So you gotta be on your fucking P's and Q's, or at least working towards being on your P's and Q's. Because the one thing that I want for all men is a safe, comfortable space with their wife and their kids and the tribe that they've built. This has been A Wise Word from a Stubborn Man, and I'll holler at you boys later.